This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome to Lesbians Matter, a sister program of the Victoria Police Glow Show on Joy 94.9. The third Wednesday of every month, Senior Constable Gabrielle Tyack and Joy's manager, People's Services and Culture, Leni Fabry, invite you to join in Lesbians Matter as we chat about the issues facing our lesbian community.
This is Gabby Tyack from Victoria Police and you're with Leni Fabry from Joy. Lesbians Matter, part of the Victoria Police Glow Show. And a special guest today, Roz Ward from, well, many places you're from, Roz. The Safe Schools Coalition, yep. La Trobe Uni, among various places and wonderful research work you're doing. But we've got lots to talk about with Roz, being Youth Week, and we've got some great music, we've got some Crime Stoppers crimes.
Yeah.
So stay with us and join in the conversation.
Awesome. We're here for you. So good afternoon to you. You're on Joy 94.9, Victoria Police Glow Show.
Lesbians Matter.
Lesbians Matter to Victoria Police and Joy 94.9.
On Lesbians Matter, part of the Victoria Police Glow Show, which is a partnership between Victoria Police, Joy 94.9, the Anti-Violence Project and, of course, Crime Stoppers.
A whole bunch of awesome organisations.
Indeed. And today, well, it's actually Youth Week, National Youth Week this week. So today we really wanted to focus on youth issues. And in the studio today we've got the wonderful Roz Ward. And she's going to talk about some great things she's doing with the Safe Schools Coalition. Because it's a sad fact that young people who are same-sex attracted or part of the LGBTIQ community suffer from poorer mental health than people from the other parts of the community. Isn't that right, Roz?
Yeah, there is a pretty much direct correlation between people's mental health outcomes and their experiences of homophobia. So it's not really a link between being LGBTI or same-sex attracted and having poorer mental health. It's a link between experiencing homophobia and discrimination and poor mental health.
So. I'm glad you cleared that up. Yeah, just because you're LGBTIQ doesn't mean you're going to have worse mental health. It's the experiences that you go through and sometimes the fact that you may feel isolated and feel like you don't have support that leads to that. Those experiences where you might be more at risk of self-harm.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, one of the other parts of the issue is that for young people it can be harder to report homophobic bullying than maybe other forms of bullying. And for teachers as well, there can be a lack of confidence or skills or kind of knowledge or a perception that they don't have the knowledge to kind of deal with homophobia or what young same-sex attracted people are going through. So a lot of the work that we're doing is with teachers and with school staff because most of the bullying and the incidents of homophobia that take place for young people, as in the Writing Themselves in 3 report, take place in schools. So it's a real focus to get schools safer, really, for young people, for every young person.
Yeah, because young people spend such a large part of their early life in school, so that really needs to be a safe place for them. And look, I challenge every school out there to take on and speak to Safe Schools Coalition, because how could you go about your daily business as a school and education for young people and not make your place safe for the kids you've got there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've had a fabulous response from schools so far in Victoria, but there's a whole lot more who we haven't yet heard from, we'd love to hear from. So we've got 59 schools in the coalition at the moment.
Wow.
From all across Victoria. We started with 0, and the first school we actually had to tell a slight fib to and say, oh no, we've got other schools in the coalition, yeah, you're not the first. And then when they signed up, we then said, no, we've got the first, now you can be the second. So it really did start from a position where people didn't quite know what the program was about, or maybe had some hesitations, to now having 59 schools and that more and more schools are coming on board all the time. So it's fantastic.
There are some really wonderful people within the education system, and so you can, from that, then it's great to know that they've got somewhere they can go to for extra support to make, you know, the education system and the schooling life for students a better place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I have to say, I really love teachers, and that coming from somebody who's parents are both teachers. My sister's a teacher. I have a hell of a lot of respect for teachers, and we've worked with probably over 3,000 teachers in Victoria now, and there's some really fantastic teachers, including lesbian teachers. I have to give a plug for the lesbian teachers out there, because I know there's quite a few actually, who are doing amazing work, you know, who are out in schools and really making the difference that I think sometimes they don't even realise that they're making. But then we see as well, it's really great to see from the students' perspective the difference that these people can make in schools. And from a student's perspective, even just having their school a member of Safe Schools Coalition makes them feel safer, even if nothing else changed in the school. But it's just that visibility that if you don't say, here we are, and we're proud to have same-sex attracted students and staff, then how are you supposed to know?
And you've got some schools that you wouldn't expect to be part of the coalition, don't you? You've got some all male schools, like same-sex schools, and maybe some religious schools and even some rural schools.
We do. We've got a really broad range. We've got, I think, Rother Glen's remains our furthest away in the country school. We've got King David Jewish School, part of the coalition. Actually, they're a really progressive school. We've got Camberwell Grammar, which is an all-boys school.
Great.
Who are really positive and proactive in this area.
So. And so there are a couple of schools that you would think are in conservative areas, and I think the conservative mind is starting to shift. Do you also think?
I think, yeah, in some cases, definitely. And really, when one or two of these schools join, the other kind of schools in conservative areas think, oh, well, it can't be that scary. Maybe we can be a part of it as well. And when you start to do the work and the school actually benefits from it, you know, all the stats are there from the research that say if you challenge homophobia, your school will have better outcomes. Mm. And not just for the health and well-being of students, but actually their academic performance, the ratings of your school, the retention rates, truancy, and all of that stuff improves if you tackle homophobia. So it's a pretty, I think it's a no-brainer, but I probably would say that. But
it's a win-win.
You can't really sit there and say, well, there's no gay kids in my school anymore, because I think sometimes that's still the argument that you'd hear, that we don't have any gay kids, so why do we need to do this? And that's not the way you should be thinking, because whether anyone's out or not, you're going to have someone at some time, and making your school part of the coalition shows that you're standing up against all types of bullying.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't just be for the same-sex attracted kids.
Yeah, and schools are pretty good. I mean, no school wants to have bullying, and all of them have plans to tackle bullying. I think having Safe Schools Coalition specifically about gender and sexual diversity means that that area is going to have some focus, whereas before it can be diluted across a kind of general bullying policy. So we do need to say this is specifically about homophobia and transphobia, and we need to name it and we need to tackle it directly.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 here on the Victoria Police Glow Show. And this show in particular, our episode is Lesbians Matter. We're speaking with Ros Ward from the Safe Schools Coalition Victoria. My name's Leanie. We've got Gabby from the Vic Police. And this discussion is making me think about teachers that really made a difference in my own education. And being Youth Week, I should talk about perhaps my youth. It's gone.
Can you remember?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Right. But we all kind of remember teachers that had a really positive impact on us. And, you know, I came out to my family when I was 14. So I had my kind of internal struggles with my same-sex attraction as well, but didn't come out at school. So having that kind of pressure was still really difficult at home and at school. But there are a few teachers that I think knew and kind of took me under their wing and tried to make my school life a bit more positive. Do you guys have an experience yourself with teachers that were just awesome? Because we always remember an awesome teacher.
I can remember. I went to a same all-girls Catholic school, and so you think it would be easier for me to come to realise my sexual identity, but it was not something that was spoken about. So I think, you know, even though I had teachers that I think knew there was something going on with me and wanted to help me, it wasn't something I even realised in myself at that age. So I know that if I had things around like Safe Schools Coalition, you were actually acknowledging homophobia and same-sex attracted young people, it would have made me feel a lot better about understanding myself. So I think it helps young people figure out that maybe this is what they're experiencing. When at the time I had really no idea.
Yeah, you don't need to hide who you are and you don't need to feel like a freak.
And I had a standout teacher who was a guy, actually, and he was a straight man, and he was married, and he had two kids, but a lot of the students at my school thought that he was gay because he wore, like, skin-tight jeans before they were fashionable again. He wore, like, a hat with a Diamante brooch on it, and everyone, and he was kind of camp, and people were like, oh, he's gay. And he never used to say, no, I'm not gay, you know, I'm married or whatever. And people who knew him well knew that, but it was really nice that he was... Like, he was really strict about homophobia. People would say he was gay, and he's like, so what if I'm gay or not? It doesn't make any difference. And even teachers like that who, you know, you don't have to be a same-sex attracted teacher to make that kind of difference. And there are heaps of those advocates out there as well in schools, which is fantastic.
Totally. Mr. Milton was that teacher for us at our school.
Yeah, it's good.
We've got had a text in asking if you've got any Greek Orthodox schools in the Safe Schools Coalition. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
And probably how you can get involved in being part of the Safe Schools Coalition as well.
On Lesbians Matter on Joy 94.9.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Between 5:30am and 6am on the 3rd of May 2010, it is alleged a man deliberately lit a fire inside Glacier Nightclub, located on Nepean Highway in Frankston.
It is alleged two fires were lit on a stage inside the building, while another fire started in a lounge area on the southern side of the premises. The fire caused damage to the stage floor, seats, walls and flooring of the lounge area. Nothing was stolen from the building and there were no signs of forced entry.
Police are looking for a man described as between 45 and 55 years old with a medium build, and we've released images of them, a man whom we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries. If you get onto the Crime Stoppers website at crimestoppers.com.au, you can see these images and hopefully help us identify him.
The reference number is CA6140.
Now, we're back with Roz Ward from the Safe Schools Coalition. She's the co-founder of the Safe Schools Coalition and a researcher at La Trobe University, where she directs youth programs at Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. We're talking about how wonderful Safe Schools Coalition is, and we had a text in asking about, have you gone to any Greek Orthodox schools and had them join up?
No. but we would love to go to one of those schools. I don't even know of any, so if people want to, if that person wants to send some more information, or if they're involved in that school or have a connection with the school, then please send it in and we'll try and follow it up.
It's really as easy as if you're someone who goes to a school and you're not involved in Safe Schools Coalition, just go to the principal or go to a teacher and just start talking about it and get them to follow it up. Or if you're a parent who has a child at a school who's not involved, simple, just contact Safe Schools Coalition, speak to the school and talk about joining. It's really that easy.
And we've got a great little postcard campaign. If people want to get hold of some of our postcards that you can send to a school that you went to or that you go to or that your children go to or whatever it is, to say, hey, this is Safe Schools Coalition, you should think about getting involved, then you can just order them off our website or give me an email or a call and I can get you some.
Cool. We'll dish out those details shortly. Hey, the same-sex formal was on recently.
It was Saturday night. It was awesome. I was just saying this morning to somebody it was the best night out I've had for ages, and they said, what does that say about you? But actually, if anybody was there, it was a seriously awesome night.
Why was it awesome?
Just the atmosphere, the setup. Like, Minus 18 seriously put on the best events in Victoria.
They do.
For anyone same-sex attracted or not. They seriously know what they're doing.
So attention to detail?
You know, the show bags, the table dressings, the DJs, the music, the lighting.
Everyone who
the
is...
The people who gave speeches.
Yourself, Roz, yes. Yeah. Everyone who's there who's over 18, an adult at the event, they always say, God, I wish there was something like this around when I was this age.
I know, I wish there was something around for me now that I could go to where I wasn't like 12 years too old.
Yeah, but so it was a great event and wonderful job by Minus 18. They do great work with our young people, making sure there's a safe place for them. And they come from all over the state.
Absolutely, yeah. People came down from Shepparton. I know a bunch of people with the diversity crew. Shout out to them as well. And all over the place, yeah. So, and it was supported by the community. I think that's the other great thing about it this year is that I think over 200 tickets were sponsored by individuals in the community to get young people who may not be able to afford a ticket or couldn't ask their parents about coming to get them a ticket. So if you did that, it was totally worth it, and the young people really enjoyed it. So thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what else can we talk about today, Roz? Because it's National Youth Week,
yep.
And we want to make sure that our young people today are supported, that they don't have to feel like they have nowhere to turn if they're same-sex attracted or queer or transgender.
Yep.
What can they do if they feel like they've got nowhere to go? Who can they turn to?
Well, I think talking to somebody is always a good start. And if there's one person at your school, it doesn't matter if they're specifically a welfare-y person or not, somebody who you feel you can trust, you should talk to. And if they don't respond in the way that you want, try and talk to somebody else. And I think Safe Schools Coalition, if your school is a member and they're not doing anything, is another great way to kind of hold them to account, to say, even though you're a member of Safe Schools Coalition, there's stuff that's not being dealt with and we need to make that better. So get in touch with Safe Schools Coalition or get in touch with one of the local support groups that might be near you. You can find out through the Rainbow Network website where all those are, because there are people there to support you. The Minus 18 web forums are a really great place to chat to other young people as well. So
what's the web address without the W's? Where do we go?
sscv.org.au.
sscv.org.au.
Yeah, so Safe Schools Coalition Victoria.org.au, rainbownetwork.net.au, and minus18.org.au.
Yes. Fab O, thank you so much for your time today.
We've got another text in asking who are great role models for young gay teenagers these days. Well, I think Roz is one.
Well, that's an interesting question. I was thinking about Tom Ballard, who's a great supporter for Minus 18, the young comedian guy.
Yep.
I mean, choose your own role models, really. I wouldn't like to say in particular.
Yeah, they don't need to be celebrities.
Yeah,
it would be great to have a school teacher as one of your role models, someone who's supportive of you. I'd love to hear that. And honestly, I'd love to hear that after we've spoken about it today, that you've had five more people sign up for Safe Schools Coalition.
Absolutely, yeah.
At least.
Do you have a Facebook page or something like that?
We don't at the moment. I was just going to say, actually, another role model. I was just thinking, I don't know if you saw, there's some pictures in the paper today of a bunch of people who bumped into Tony Abbott when he was in Carlton the other day and did a kind of on-the-spot same-sex marriage protest around him. Ali Hogg was involved and a few other people.
Awesome.
She's a pretty awesome role model if young people are looking for someone.
Totally.
And you can have people on TV. So Glee. There's some great characters on Glee who might be someone's role model.
We're going to hear from Glee really shortly, but thanks so much for your
time
today.
Thank you for having me.
Roz. Thanks, Roz. You're on the Victoria Police Glow Show with Leanie and Gabby on Lesbians Matter.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
On Thursday, 14th of July 2011, at about 4:30 a.m, two men allegedly tried to gain entry to the Mikey ticketing machine at Rushall Railway Station in Fitzroy North. One of the men disabled a surveillance camera, while the other attempted to cover another camera with a wet cloth.
They used an angle grinder to try and gain entry into the ticketing machine, causing sufficient damage. Police have released images of the two men, whom they believe may be able to assist them in their inquiries.
Get onto the Crime Stoppers website on crimestoppers.com.au and have a look at the images. They're very clear, and hopefully you can help us identify these men. And the reference number for this is CA6009.
Here on the Vic Police Glow Show with Leanie and Gabby on Lesbians Matter, we should have a guest on the line.
We do. We've got our second guest for today, Sophia Katroulis from Mary Community Health. She's got a background in social work and community development, trained with over 10 years experience in community development, community arts and therapeutic work. And she is involved in YGLAM. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you, Sophia?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Thanks so much for joining us, Sophia. Can you tell us, what is YGLAM?
YGLAM is a youth queer youth arts program. It's for young people who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse who live in Melbourne. And basically, it's a theatre program, a community arts program. We meet once a week on a Monday night in Brunswick, and we work towards producing one show per year.
Okay, cool.
So I went to one of your meetings a few weeks ago, and you were talking about, you know, what was coming up and how long you, the program's been running. And I think it was a great lead-in having the song from Glee lead you into to coming on today, because it makes me think of what you guys are doing. I don't know if you sing and dance, but I know you do some theatre work, so I think it was wonderful leading in with that. But you've got something that you're doing at the end of the year.
Yeah,
A great performance that you're working hard at now. How can people find out about that, and what can you tell us about what you'll be presenting to us?
Well, this year our theme is physical theatre, so we're using our body a lot more and exploring how to express emotions and feelings through our body. So far we did a flash mob at the same-sex formal last weekend.
I saw it. It was wonderful.
What song did you do it to?
I think it was Queen. I wasn't actually there.
We Are the Champions.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was pretty fun. So the aim this year is we're going to be doing a show in September at the meat market and working with young people on their stories and what they want to express. So the show, we haven't come up with a theme as yet, so we're still working on that. The show is going to be running from Wednesday the 12th of September to the 15th of September.
Great.
Sophia, what's in it for you? Like, you know, what's your reward for being involved with YGLAM and young people?
In YGLAM, it's called a community cultural development project. So we actually have, myself, who's got a social work sort of therapeutic background, and an artist. So there's two of us working on the project, and we try and create a project that's supportive, encouraging, so people don't need to have experience to actually join YGLAM.
So on a personal note though, what do you get out of it?
What do I get out of it?
Yeah.
I get to do all the theatre games every week.
Yep, so you have some fun?
Yep, get to meet some great young people and support them in their journey in getting to know themselves, accepting their sexuality and, you know, achieving positive things in their life.
That's a great contribution to society. It's a good legacy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Thank you. So we're going to actually hear some messages and we're going to chat some more with Sophia really shortly. Stay on the line, Sophia.
No worries.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Vic Police Glow Show with Leanie and Gabby. Lesbians Matter, if you didn't know.
Joy 94.9, Lesbians Matter. We're talking to Sophia from YGLAM. Now, Sophia, I know there's some interesting stuff on YouTube that the kids from YGLAM have put on there recently. What can you tell me about that?
Well, last year we decided not to actually do a physical show. We decided that we wanted to reach young people who weren't out, who weren't comfortable in coming to a support group. So basically we worked with an animator called Christy and we developed four animations. One of them is the intro. So we've got five clips on YouTube and people can basically search them by putting in YGLAM love stories.
Great.
So the animations, the theme is love, because we felt that most of the young people in the group were sick of talking about their coming out stories and, you know, all the negative things of being gay, and we wanted to, you know, level the playing field.
Mm.
You know, what's the common element through everyone's life, and love is, you know, really important.
Love is universal.
It is. But so you're based in Brunswick, is that right?
Yep.
Mary Community Health Services. But you can have people joining from
anywhere.
Yeah.
They just need to be able to get to Brunswick on a Monday night to rehearse.
Fantastic.
And as long as they're between 14 and 25, we're always taking new people. Probably, you know, the closer we get to the show, it's going to be harder to join up, but we're still open to young people joining now.
So if you're a fan of Glee, then you really should start looking at this program.
That's right.
Because you could become one of those people. And if I was that age, I'd be doing it too.
And if you don't think you're good enough, at least just go and see what they do. Sit in the, you know, at the back of the room and see if it's for you.
And the other thing is people who don't want to perform, who are too shy to perform, they can actually be mentored by one of our artists and work backstage so they can learn about lighting, costume design.
Great. So there's a place for everybody.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're aged between, is it, I'm guessing,
14 to 25.
Yeah. Okay, great. So YGLAM, what's your website without the W's?
Oh, gee, what is our website?
I would say Google, put into your search.
Mary Community Health, YGLAM has got their own Facebook page, so you just put in YGLAM.
Great.
YGLAM.
Yep, so search for YGLAM, YGLAM, and you can get all the info. Thanks so much, Sophia.
Looking forward to September and seeing what you put together.
Cool, great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Awesome.
Speak to you soon.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to the Victoria Police Glow Show with Gabby and Leanie.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
On 14th of July 2011, at about 10:20pm, a man attended at the Silverton Bottle Shop on Jackson's Road in Noble Park, armed with a small sword. Once inside, he allegedly threatened a staff member and made demands for cash. The staff member refused and a struggle ensued.
During the struggle, the victim was struck several times in the head with a metal pole. The man then stole cash from the till and left the store. The man is described as Caucasian, 185 to 188 centimetres tall, and has a slim build. He was wearing black jeans, a dark blue jacket with epaulettes on the shoulder, a black balaclava, and white sneakers. He was also wearing a gold wedding ring.
We've released images of this man who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries. Now, he is covered up, so it might be hard to identify him, but you might identify the shoes or perhaps even the wedding ring, which you can see in the images, or maybe you even notice a balaclava or a sword that someone may have been showing around, and that might help us with our inquiries. The reference is CA5915 and it's 1-800-333-000.
You're on Joy 94.9. Thanks so much to Anonymous for their message. To Gemma for your message. We were talking earlier about some awesome GLBTI role models, and Gemma sent through a few suggestions which I think were awesome. There's a whole bunch of them, she says, within Y Gender, also Zoe Bell Centre and Transgender Victoria, including Sally Goldner and Paige Phoenix and Tom Chu. So
thanks,
we agree.
Gemma. Yeah, we totally agree. Great people.
Absolutely. You're on Joy 94.9. You're in the right spot. My name's Leanie. We've got Gabby on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Lesbians Matter with Gabby and Leanie. And we talk about on this show, we talk about safety. It's a show for lesbians by lesbians. And unfortunately...
Are you a lesbian?
Don't tell anyone. Unfortunately, women tend to be the targets of crime more often than men.
Yes.
Because we're looked at as, you know, more vulnerable. Now, something happened on Friday in Fitzroy, and it was an attempted abduction, which is very, very scary. Luckily, the young lady got away.
Why did she get away, though? She did something very...
She screamed.
She screamed. Useful tool.
Absolutely. Everyone's got a mouth. They've got lungs. Well, most people are able to... audibly get something out, so yeah. If you can, scream. Now, this happened at 9:15 on Friday night on the corner of Fitzroy...
Johnson Street.
Johnson and Gore.
Which is quite a heavily populated street, especially
well
over nighttime.
Yeah. So we always talk about, when we talk safety, make sure you're in a well-lit area, make sure there's lots of people around, and that's the best way to be safe. And all those things went out the window here because this woman was attacked.
But in the end, what saved her was screaming. So... Thank goodness.
Came up to her and put a knife to her throat and tried to drag her down Gore Street, which is a darker area where there's less people. So whatever he was intending to do, he was trying to get her away from the general public into an area that was less populated.
So I find it absolutely impossible to believe and accept that nobody saw anything. Gore and Fitzroy Street on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday night is pumping.
Yep.
There are people everywhere.
Exactly.
And you look, there could have been a band, a lot of music that could have muffled the sound of her screams, but I'm convinced that someone saw something. So have a chat with your friends if they're around the area or if you were around the area. Just try and recall if you'd seen something around 9:15 on a Friday night in Fitzroy of a 37-year-old woman being dragged away with a knife to her neck.
Witnesses came to her aid, so they obviously would have seen something. The offender was described as short with a stocky build and shaggy dark hair, ear-length hair, wearing a light-coloured short-sleeved check shirt and grey jeans. But we need more information. Someone saw this person. Someone witnessed the event. Someone would have seen this guy running away.
Yep.
We want to speak to you. Because I went to a Crime Stoppers event last night. We have a great partnership, Victoria Police and Joy 94.9 with Crime Stoppers. And it was an event to thank their sponsors and partners for what we do for
together.
Them.
Yep.
Because honestly, as a police person, we have so much respect for Crime Stoppers and for the work they do. There are so many crimes and serious crimes, from the minor crimes to the serious crimes and murders, that we get our information from the public.
Citizens.
Exactly. And without your help, we won't be solving a lot of these crimes. We need, you're the eyes and the ears on the street. We have a certain number of police on the street, but there's thousands and thousands of people out there, you out there every day, looking around, seeing things happen, and we need the information from you. So I thank Crime Stoppers for doing the work you do, but we need your help for all the crimes we talk about. Every time we come on this show and talk about crimes, we need your help.
So thank you for those who have already been involved with solving crimes and future participants. So thanks so much for listening. To get involved or to give information to Crime Stoppers, you can call them on 1-800-333-000 or visit their website, crimestoppers.com.au.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
We need your help looking for someone who is wanted by police. Have you seen David Andrew Stewart? It's alleged Stewart was involved in theft and the possession of cannabis around the Fitzroy and Parkville areas in 2010. Warrants for his arrest have been issued. We have a description for him.
David Andrew Stewart, his birth date is the 11th of May 1971. He's about 5'11", so 180 centimetres. His build is thin, brown eyes, brown hair and a ruddy complexion.
And we need your help. We know who he is, unlike all the other crimes, but we don't know where he is. So help us locate David Andrew Stewart.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Lesbians Matter on the Victoria Police Glow Show. Next month, we are having a special episode of Lesbians Matter, joined by the rest of the Glow Show crew. It's on May 17th for the International Day Against Homophobia. So it'll be on Thursday, and we have 2 hours from 12 till 2. So Leanie will be with us, Scott Davis will be with us, Electra Wellens, Greg Adkins, so many great people who do great work for the Glow Show and for Joy. And so we want everyone to get involved in International Day Against Idaho, and the theme for this year is the workplace, making the workplace safe and homophobia free. And the Safe Schools Coalition, we were speaking to Roz Ward, says get onto the Safe Schools Coalition website. Shortly they'll have information about what they want schools to do. They want schools to produce a short film, and it will be put up onto their website, engaging schools in making sure that they're safe and homophobia free. So just do something in your workplace. Get onto the Idaho website and do something in your own workplace, anything you want, just to make sure that you're fighting homophobia.
Thanks so much for listening. We're Leanie and Gabby from the Victoria Police and from Joy 94.9. We welcome your participation in the program, and thank you for those that messaged and emailed in. Yay. Thanks to Roz and Sophia for their contribution to today's show, and we hope you have a great week. You're on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.